This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A bomb went off at a political rally in Pakistan today where political opposition leader Benazir Bhutto had been speaking. Reporters at the scene in Rawalpindi say at least 15 people were killed. The blast went off just minutes after Bhutto finished addressing a crowd of thousands. In October, about 150 people were killed when two bombs went off near Bhutto's convoy the day she returned to Pakistan after years in exile. Meanwhile, supporters of another former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, fought today with supporters of President Pervez Musharraf. Officials say at least three people were killed in that confrontation. Authorities are trying to determine who initiated the attack. The violence comes ahead of parliamentary elections in Pakistan scheduled for January 8th. In news closer to home, the National Rifle Association wants its guns back. The NRA has filed a federal lawsuit to recover hundreds of guns seized from New Orleans residents in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The suit claims that residents were left, quote, at the mercy of roving gangs, home invaders, and other criminals, end quote, because they lost their weapons. Police say they only confiscated stolen guns or those found in abandoned homes. The NRA intends to prove that cops illegally seized some 1,000 weapons. The organization has hired detectives to locate gun owners to testify. And investigators are still trying to figure out how a deadly 300-pound Siberian tiger escaped from its high-walled pen at the San Francisco Zoo, killing a 17-year-old boy and mauling two other people on Wednesday. Police eventually shot and killed the tiger. Authorities say they haven't ruled out human error in the tragedy. Here's San Francisco Police Chief Heather Fong.
We're not certain whether this incident occurred as a result of human action or whether this was an incident where the animal was able to get out of the grotto.
Meanwhile, zoo officials are hoping they can reopen the facility today. Manuel Molineno is the executive director of the San Francisco Zoo.
I'm going to be working with my staff to do a thorough analysis of the existing outdoor large cat exhibits to assure that they are safe, see what type of modifications need to be done.
The two men who survived the attack underwent surgery and are now listed in stable condition. And in other rare and deadly animal attack news, an elephant toppled out of a truck and killed a circus worker in Australia today. According to police officials in New South Wales, the elephant, named Arna, was part of a circus setting up for a performance at a town on Australia's mid-east coast. The man was crushed to death and the elephant suffered a fatal cardiac arrest. Local television said the man had been Arna's handler for the past 2 years. A sad story. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.